I'm joined by Chris Doyle from the Council for Arab British Understanding. Chris, Kofi Annan is headed to Damascus tomorrow, but already at least one prominent opposition group has said they won't enter into dialogue with the Assad regime. What can he possibly hope to achieve?
First of all, Kofi Annan is an envoy. His mandate is to look for a political solution, and as a diplomat, that would be his instinct. So the whole point of having him on board as the UN Arab League envoy is to do what he is doing. The problem with the SNC position is that they continue to desire a military strategy but fail to realize that, for the moment at least, no major international powers are interested in a military conflict. So they've been knocking for 6 months or more at a locked door. But the fear is that if there was dialogue, it would be dialogue for the sake of dialogue, and that's a legitimate fear. The regime loves to time waste, not least as it's smashing its way through Syrian cities and towns to crush the armed uprising, as it has done in Bab al-Amara in Homs. And there's now a cocky arrogance to the regime's behavior now. It believes it will prevail. But in my view, the reality is the regime is militarily still pretty strong, but politically and economically weak. And the opposition groups should really be trying to expose these weaknesses and not playing to its strengths. So what's needed is not dialogue, but proper negotiations with an end goal of a properly democratically elected government laid out first. So what would be discussed is really the detail of that transition. To get that will be tough, but it's going to require a united and solid position internationally, and also a more united Syrian opposition. So the message should go to Assad that we are all united, you have to go, and a democratically elected alternative be brought in. There also has to be a clearer vision from the Syrian opposition groups that goes beyond just toppling the regime. As I said, militarily the regime is still strong, so they need to undermine it politically, and this can be done by mapping out a powerful, well-worked-out plan for the country that shows there is a positive, non-regime alternative that is inclusive, that welcomes all communities and outlines a future that includes those communities, such as the Alawis, in a win-win scenario for everybody. Not the lose-lose scenario that a military intervention would entail. And that is the real challenge.
And I've seen some comments about the Syrian National Council position, and they seem to have maybe misjudged a bit the public mood outside Syria, because some people are saying, well, you know, why they're being very negative by just saying we won't negotiate full stop. Do you think they're just saying there's violence, but do you think they need to go back and put some an alternative on the table, put some specific alternatives to the regime or to Kofi Annan and say, this is when we will negotiate under these conditions and these terms, as you said, perhaps when some transition towards a democratic government is marked out.
As there's not going to be any military intervention anytime soon, the arming of the opposition is not going to be enough to do much more than, as a distinguished academic said this week, irritate the regime. Then the Syrian National Council and other groups really do need a political program. And that, I think, needs to include an articulation of exactly how they would be prepared to negotiate with the regime, maybe not directly to begin with, maybe through a mediator. But if you ignore that, then you're only giving the international community the option of a military intervention, whether through arming or through actual military action, which they appear not to favor. So in the end, we'll go back to the status quo we've had in the last few months, where there is very little pressure on the ground on this regime, very little to stop it doing what it has done, and the SNC will appear to many increasingly as irrelevant. And we've seen signs of stresses within the SNC, divisions, people leaving it, divisions between the SNC and the armed groups on the ground. This is only playing to the regime's
strengths. It's only giving the regime greater confidence.